about. So therefore, if the Edom tell us that these Edom signing on the star, we only sign on this star, not for another Shimon ben Yosef, then if that's the case, of Kol Ma'aseh Bezdin, Hareza Yachza. Rav Ashi Yomak, going to Ko'amri, the Ko'ama, Nekiv Yeshdi B'tzad Ois Plenis. That no, you know when we return the star, if the person says, I have a Simon Muvuk, I could tell you exactly that right next to the tzaddik, there's a dot, there's a hole in the get. That's called a Simon Muvuk. So Mor says, V'davka B'tzad Ois Plenis, only a tremendously good Simon that you can say exactly where the dot is by that Ois. Avu Nekiv B'yamaloi, but just to say, I'll give you a Simon in my get that has a hole in the get, that's not a good Simon. I mean, that's not good. Loi, because Ravashi Mesafkalei, Simonim Idi Rai Sid Rabonin. Ravashi has a suffix, that's what we're going to learn later on in Mesechta and the Perek Ela Metzias, to have you lose something. And you have a Simon, we give it back to you, he has a Sharla, maybe Tony Midi Rabonin. That Midi Rai by Yisurim, we won't be Sermichan Simonim. That we return an Aveda with Simonim, maybe Tony Midi Rabonin on Dovashib and Momin, because there we sell like Hefka Bez Nefka, you have a right to take money. Mashen came by Yisurim, by Gez, we won't return it with Simonim. See, but that's what Ravashi says, we return the get to you, is only if you have a simon muvuk, that's called a very good simon. There, everybody holds that helps Midi Raisa. If you could say, on my get, I know for sure, under the third tzaddik, there's a dot, there's a hole there, that's simon muvuk, that's when we return it to you. Rabba Barachono, Irkas Lagita. Rabba Barachono lost the get. Rashi says he was a shliach to bring the get, and he lost it on the way. Bein Midrash, in the base Medrash, he lost it. Omas, he said to the Rabbanon there, listen, I simon is lebegavei. If you want to, I'll give you a simon, I'll give you a proof that it's my get that I'm taking. If you want to, I'll just prove it to you with a tfiya sign. It means not with simonim, but just my eyes. When I look at it, I can recognize it. For such an amount, if you could recognize something, that's also proof it's yours. So Gemara says, I have to now lay, the Rabbanu gave it back to him. But Omar, Rabbi Varuchana said, Lo Yodana, I'm not sure why they returned it to me. Imishum simonim ahadrin alei. Was the pshat that in this space of Medrash they hold that you could be Semechan Simonim the Kosavra and they hold Simonim the Yiraisa, that we return a Metzia when somebody gives a Simon, that's a Svarim the Yiraisa, that Simonim is enough of a proof to say it's yours. We don't have to be afraid, maybe it fell from somebody else's, and you also have the same Simon? No. So if you hold Simonim is Yiraisa, you could even give a get also back. So maybe that's the pshat why the Rabbanu gave it back to him. Oh, you're also using Masupik, maybe no. Mishum Tfias Eina Hadrin Alei. He only gave it back to him because he said he could recognize it. Al this Simonim alone could be with Simonim alone, Simonim Lav Yiraisa. We only return a Metzia with Simonim. But again, by Yisurim, we can't return with Simonim. Here, the reason why the Rabbanu gave it back to Rabbi Barbachona was because he's able to say that he has a Tfias Eina. His eyes could recognize it. And if so, Vedav Ketsumim with Rabbanu. We only return it to someone that has a Tfias Eina if the guys are Talmud Chochem. Because then we say he's not lying. But a normal person, we're afraid to give it back just the fact he says he recognized it. Because maybe he's lying. Rashi said, a Talmud Chacham like doesn't lie, doesn't change around. So if he says he recognizes it, we trust him. In other words, when a person recognizes something, that's a tremendous simon. That's like a simon movement. That for sure would help. The only question is, by a regular person, we're afraid maybe he's lying. He says he recognizes it, but maybe really he doesn't recognize it, so we can't trust him. But by Surah Midrash Rabbanu, we're not afraid he's lying. Therefore, since he tells us he recognizes it, that alone is a good simon. That's like a simon of it. Gufru Mar said, learn before, Mosa Gerisha B'shuk. Somebody finds a Gerisha in the street, so it says, Bizman Sha'abal Moed, if the Baal admits that he gave this get to his wife, Yachli, should give it back to your wife. Ain't a Baal Moed, if the Baal does not admit, Lo Yachli, as well as that. We don't want to turn to either of them. But I call upon him, Bizman Sha'abal Moed, Miyul Yachli, when the husband admits that he gave the get to his wife. He's supposed to return it to Liyachlisha. For Lechash, why aren't we afraid? Shema Kosav Litim Benisim. Maybe the husband wrote to get up in Nisan. He thought he was going to give a get to his wife in Nisan. But V'loi Nosan Lo Atishrei. Why aren't we afraid that he only gave it to her 6 months later in Tishrei? So what would be the problem like that? What would be the problem like this? V'ozal Baal Zovin Peri Minisim V'atishrei. Since Lamaisa, the husband only gave the get in Tishrei, so the husband had a right to eat the Peris of Nichse Melug up until Tishrei. We know like this, when you're married to your wife, if your wife has property, you have a right to eat the peris. The Baal eats the peris of his wife, the Nechosim. So since you first gave her the get in Tishrei, you have a right really to take the peris up until Tishrei. So what happened was, the husband took these peris and sold it to somebody. Now later we're afraid that the Isha now, Omaska Legita, she's going to take out her get. The Kosta Benisin, that in the get it says she got to get a Nisan. If so, the Yafla Mitzvah Lekukash like a din. She's going to go now and take away those peres that the husband sold to somebody else. She's going to say, listen, you just bought these peres off my husband. That was grown between Nisan and Tishrei. You have no right to take it. I have a proof that I received the gift in Nisan, and therefore the peres are mine. So she'll take away the peres, she'll like it in. That's what we should be afraid about. So how can you give the get back to the Isha? Why aren't we afraid? Maybe the husband really didn't give it to her until Tishrei. So Mara says it depends. The kash is like this. Honicha, so it's good. It wouldn't be a kash la mandiyama if we hold like one mandiyama git and says, kivan shenosan ain't of lagasha. As soon as the husband decides to give his wife a get, he gets angry at him, made up, that's it, I'm going to give you a get, even though he doesn't give it to her yet, but shuv ain't labal peris. Still, the baal has to stop eating peris at that second. As soon as the husband makes up his mind, I want to give my wife a get, from then on he can't eat peris. Then shaper. Then here we have nothing to be afraid about. Since the husband had the get written up in Nisan, it shows us he really wanted to give her a get in Nisan. He just didn't get around to give it to her until Tishrei. Therefore, the peris that he sold in between really was shalaked in. Therefore, she later has a right to take it away, everything would be good. But elu l'mandiyama, according to the mandiyama, yesh l'bal peris at shas nesina. No, even though the baal writes up to get the nesina, as long as he doesn't give it to his wife, he has the right to eat peris until the nesina, ma'ik l'meima. It should be a kasha then. How could you give this get back to the isha? Why aren't we afraid she's going to take away the peris like a din? So you must say like this, no, I'll tell you, ki yasa l'mitra, if the isha with this get would want to go take back the peris that the husband sold, arminin-lo, the people that bought the peris for sure would tell her, I see raya emas matigit l'yotcha. Listen, I don't trust this get. True, you're a get now, good get. But who says it happened right now in Tishrei? Maybe the get was... who says the get took place in Nisan the way it says it? Maybe it first took place in Tishrei. The lakeach that brought the peres will tell the Isha, I want to have proof, Aiden bring me, when exactly you received the get. So that's why we're not afraid that maybe she'll take away the peres like it did. Because, of course, the people that brought the peres will be smart enough to ask her back and bring me a proof when exactly you received the get. This get says it was written in Nisan, but they'll tell, we're afraid maybe it was written then, but you first received it in Tishrei, so you don't have a right to get the peres. And it'll be a little proof, because the husband's time wouldn't do some shlokadin, so since your husband sold me the peres, that should be a proof that the get first took place in Nisan, in Tishrei really. So that's why here we're not afraid. So Gemara asks, now what kind of story is this? Umay shino mishtari chayv, why is it different than a shtar chayv? That's none we learned. Motse shtari chayv, somebody finds a shtar chayv. So it depends. We had the Mishnah before in your days. If the shtar says $1,000, if there's a shib in the chosim and the shtar, lo yachzer, we don't return the shtar. And we learned one pshat the Gemara before was for yakimna b'kishchayiv moida. We're talking about even though the laver admits that he did not pay up this money yet, the laver admits he owes the money. Still, we don't return the shtar to the malva. Why not? Because we were afraid there, Hamishem Shem cost a little bit of Nisan, Lalok, Rat Tishrei. Maybe the shtar was written up in Nisan, but Lamaisa didn't lend the money until Tishrei. The Katar of the Kukash like a din.